2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
This is the 5 o'clock report. 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial-free. I'm Maria Chalaios, in today for Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story this hour. Health officials say Utah has passed the plateau when it comes to new COVID-19 cases, and the numbers are dropping. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
The new case rate is as low as it was back in June of last year, and there are a few things that could make the numbers go down even more. But there is something that could make the spread of the virus worse. On the plus side, the Pfizer vaccine is expected to be approved for kids between the ages of 12 and 15 very soon. State epidemiologist Angela Dunn says when that age group gets vaccinated, the numbers should plummet. However, they are looking at the variant viruses to see if they ever become vaccine resistant.
Dr. Dunn says they haven't seen any signs of vaccine resistance yet. The State Health Department says it has now administered close to 2.5 million COVID vaccine doses. They report 395 new cases of COVID since yesterday, with 142 people currently hospitalized. No new deaths reported today. Our dropping numbers are part of a national trend. New cases of COVID-19 in the U.S. are at their lowest point in 7 months. Axios reports last week's national average of new cases per day is below 50,000 for the first time since October. Health officials are crediting the vaccines with the progress. More than half of all American adults have received at least one dose, while about 41% are fully vaccinated. Baseball fans are probably happy about the improving COVID conditions in the state. It's been 612 days since the Salt Lake Bees last played a game, and tonight that all changes. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz reports businesses in the area are excited that the Bees are back.
Less than a block away from Smith's ballpark, Lucky 13's manager Jasmine Gordon says they've been busy since lunchtime.
I'm expecting it to be pretty crazy, not only with the game, but the weather in the game.
COVID canceled the entire 2020 Bees season. Gordon says with people now coming back, business this summer might even be better than pre-pandemic.
They have excitement and newfound excitement for like going out, being able to be with friends, family, being able to do things that they probably took for granted.
Now that restrictions have lifted, she says they'll slowly add back in some tables. The Bees are selling tickets in pods of 2, 4, or 6 with distance between each pod. Masks are required per the MLB's rules, and they're keeping capacity at 3,200 fans. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Our top national stories from ABC News. Speaking in the reliably Republican state of Louisiana today, President Biden made the case for his $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan. He directly challenged the state's GOP members and voters while standing in front of a 7-decades-old bridge in Lake Charles.
When the road or the bridge is washed out, or when it can't stand up to a hurricane, people can't get to their jobs, can't get to their schools, families can't get to hospitals safely.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is in Pennsylvania today, also selling the administration's proposal. U.S. military leaders say the American withdrawal from Afghanistan is going according to plan, even as Afghan security forces endure sustained attacks by the Taliban. At the Pentagon today, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, says the Afghans know how to fight.
It's not a foregone conclusion, in my professional military estimate, that the Taliban automatically win and Kabul falls or any of those kind of dire predictions. That's not a foregone conclusion.
The Biden administration hopes to have all U.S. troops out of the region by September 11th. A student is in custody and three others are hurt after a shooting at a middle school in eastern Idaho. It happened at Rigby Middle School in Jefferson County. Sixth grader Lucy Long says she and other students were locked down in their classroom for a time.
Our principal and a police officer came into our room and got us out about after an hour of being in lockdown.
Two students and a custodian were hurt, but their injuries are said to be non-life-threatening. A Utah man arrested in connection with the January 6th Capitol attack had his first court appearance today. Federal authorities accused Landon Copeland of assaulting and toppling police before entering the Capitol building. Posts on Facebook, allegedly from Copeland the day before he was arrested, say the next step is to bring guns and forcibly take the Capitol. NBC Washington reporter Scott McFarland says Copeland was disruptive multiple times during today's hearing. Twitter suspended an account appearing to be mimicking content from former President Trump's new website. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has more from Washington.
Twitter has taken down an account that was copying and reposting content from former President Trump's new blog. A Twitter spokesperson says the account violated its policy banning the former president from its platform. The account was called DJT Desk, an apparent reference to the desk of Donald J. Trump, but it's not clear if it was linked to the former president in any way. Twitter permanently banned Trump in the wake of the January 6th Capitol insurrection, citing the risk of further incitement of violence. Elizabeth Schulze, ABC News, Washington.
Utahns are apparently very ready for live music to come back. Tickets for the upcoming Garth Brooks concert are completely sold out. Over 50,000 tickets were sold in a half an hour this morning when they became available. The concert is scheduled for July 17th at Rice-Eccles Stadium. It will be the first concert held at the U in a decade. KSL News Time, 5:05, and it's time for First Look Traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Here's Ricky Meese.
In addition to the nasty drive we've had up north on both north and southbound I-15 as well as Highway 89 in Davis and Weber counties, we do have other traffic. We have a stalled vehicle reported in Salt Lake County. This is southbound I-15, about 80th south. That's been blocking a right lane of traffic. Then a texter saying there's been a crash at 90th south near the I-15 junction. East and westbound traffic has been backed up in the area. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time, 5:06.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.